Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
One thing I look forward to when the pandemic is all over is cheery calls from Dr. Mina.
Well, she just answers our questions a lot during the non-pandemic.
We're just months away from cheery calls.
Oh, don't say that.
From Dr. Mina. How you
I
doing?
I am so... I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Good.
Mike.
Well, now, right away.
Right away. And I'm going to throw Todd under the bus, too.
Good.
All right. So... what have I said that has been so bad about the pandemic or the vaccines?
Something to do with the efficacy.
Yeah.
You argue the efficacy numbers. I just like saying efficacy.
Now, you said you hadn't seen, all you said was you hadn't seen the actual numbers yet.
Yes, that's all I've actually seen. That's the only bad thing I've seen is I haven't seen them, okay?
Yeah, but we don't need.
I have never said, as you guys said, I won't take the vaccine. I have never said people should not take the vaccine, nor have I said it is not or will not be good.
Did I say that?
Here's the deal, though.
Yes, you did, which is when I texted you and said that I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, you did say that.
But we have skeptical covered. We don't need it from you. We're all over that.
Yeah, I was trying to be positively pushed, and I got slapped down.
This is why, and this is really important, I can't emphasize this enough, all right? I'm a doctor, and I'm a trained epidemiologist, and I care about getting the very best information to people, not sugarcoating things, not misrepresenting them for better or worse. The truth is not easy. It's not always what we want to hear. It may be confusing, or it simply might be I don't know.
Put the raincoat on. Here it comes.
No, but this administration.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
This administration.
Yes, the current administration is horrible.
Done
right.
Such a good job at painting scientists as liars.
Right, they have.
And every time we make a mistake, every time we get something a little bit wrong, it's used as justification to ignore everything we say. And
a perfect example is
just this week. The Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee had a hearing where they basically about hydroxychloroquine in the midst of
all. Are you kidding me?
No. Senator Johnson, the Republican senator from Wisconsin, called this hearing together.
He's a douche.
He had witnesses who questioned the integrity of the medical community, saying scientists were part of a deep state conspiracy to deny Americans access to life-saving therapies. So when I am careful about what I say, it's because I don't want to lose anyone's trust.
Okay.
I want to make sure I am always telling people the truth, even if it's not as simple or as easy or as pretty as people would like it to be, because I don't want people to come back and say, I'm not going to listen to her anymore because she lied to us in the past. It's a fine line we are walking these days because there is so much misinformation and so much denial of science.
This dumbass in Florida. You see what he said to Santos? He actually said that the medical experts about masks are the current flat earthers. I listened to it today. That's horrible.
It's masks are not political, and we have very very good science about that. They just protect society, but that they protect you as well.
Right,
that you can be the most selfish person in the world. Wear a mask then.
Right.
You show how selfish you are. Protect yourself more than we can right now because we don't have really good other treatments or vaccines that are readily available. So this is the easiest, best thing we can do.
But if it eases your mind a little bit, I want you to know there are those of us out here that realize that science can change its mind. Based on the information it changes its mind all the time, because I learned recently that the Earth revolves around the sun and not the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
And I accepted that Because, well, originally they said this, and now they said this because they got some more evidence. So I believe
it's been around
evidence.
A while, Todd.
It has,
that
but
before,
you know, I'm just accepting it now.
Oh yeah, but the real question is, what does Uranus spin around?
Obviously, your finger
Uranus spins on its side.
Its side, from what I understand.
And it is very true. Science has been so much more transparent, especially during this pandemic, because we have easier access to seeing it and because things have been moving so quickly. I mean, just very, very quickly. But I want to assure people I want to be as clear and as transparent as I possibly can. And the clear and the transparency here is I have not seen the data. All right. I still have not seen Pfizer or Moderna's data. People I know have not. But when you ask me a question, I will give you my best informed answer based on my science, what I've heard from experts, my experience on how these trials work, because I do them, I design them, I teach them. So what do we know? We know from their preliminary analysis that they have a vaccine that is a hell of a lot better than we ever hoped it would be.
Right.
Is the final efficiency going to be 90 to 95%? Probably not, because the general population is messy. People are messy. They're not a beautiful clinical trial like what they did, but it's still going to be a hell of a lot better than we ever hoped for.
I did hear one. Answer me this, because they said one of them, because what I'm concerned about, and basically the bottom line for me is I don't want to die. And they said the one of those vaccines is 100%. Right now it tests at 100% that you might get sick, but you're not going to die.
But you won't get sick.
Right.
No, you will not get as sick. Just
right.
Like the flu
as
vaccine.
Sick. That's a good. That's
and
that's
both
like
of
the
them,
flu vaccine.
Both
right,
of
exactly,
them.
Right.
Yep.
That's what
both
I'm concerned
of them
about.
Are utilizing the same technology, and the preliminary data shows that in the people who got the vaccine but were still exposed, they did not get severe COVID. That the
that's,
severe
that's
cases
the most important
happened
thing to me right
in
now.
The people. Yeah. Yep, exactly. So, you know, please stop calling me a wet blanket.
No. I was trying to be. I was. I mean, listen, I'm stuck in the middle. It's positively puss. I lean positively puss for a couple of days, and then I get yelled at. And then I go against Bush, he yells at me the rest of the week. Yeah, all right.
Now some honest questions that have come up on social media about the safety.
Okay.
And this is the other part that scares people. And they're not trying to be anti-vaxxers, but they're just worried about how fast the vaccine was made and the fact that it's utilizing a new technology. So there is an independent safety review meeting on December 10th for Pfizer, December 17th for Moderna. This is part of them getting the emergency authorization use, the EUA that they have, that they want to get. These will be public. I assume we're going to see a lot more data coming out of these. This is going to be, you know, a very transparent way of talking about the safety. But both of these vaccines are RNA vaccines. So what is RNA? If you remember back to high school biology, this is a little message that your cells make, that the DNA makes to tell the cell what to do. It's like a post-it note. They do not become a permanent part of your body. They're just these temporary little post-it notes that say, hey, make a protein.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of the COVID vaccine, the RNA vaccine only sends a message for a single protein of the coronavirus.
I think I'm cooking up some now.
All right, protein.
Yeah, I'm making a little protein right now.
All right.
And so it takes 25 different proteins to make a coronavirus, so the vaccine is not going to make you get COVID. You will not have that.
Yeah, I heard that. When I heard yesterday, and you tell me if it's right, they were saying that the way this vaccine is done could change vaccines forever.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
And that's a good thing,
we did
right?
Not, yeah. We have never had an RNA vaccine before that's been successful. We have tried.
Yeah.
We have tried. HIV is a perfect example of this. So when this became the target and this became a type, this is why so many people entered the vaccine race, because we didn't know what was going to work and what wasn't going to work. We got really lucky here, folks. Really, really lucky here.
Good.
That not only did the target protein that this RNA is targeting be the most effective one, but also so that the RNA technology itself works, and it seems to work safely. So while we do not have final safety data, again, this will only happen when millions of people get vaccinated and we follow them over time. We do have over 70,000 doses that have been given. People have been followed by independent safety boards, not controlled by the companies. And this was part of that preliminary analysis they did, and there have been no serious concerns. We do see slightly increased reactivity. So you get a sore arm, a mild fever, but this is a good thing when you get this vaccine, because it means you are earning your immunity, right? This is working.
Right.
The other question that has come up is about children, and I think this is a really valid point. So only the Pfizer vaccine enrolled children 12 years and older, and it was a very small subset of their population. We know, just like mice are not humans, children are not small adults. They have a different immune system. So vaccines may work better or may work worse for them. And so a lot of us in the scientific community are advocating to the manufacturers and funders to please start trials on kids now. The good news is we have a lot of data from the adult population. So it is likely these vaccine trials won't have to be very long. They may not have to have as many kids. It may be that kids just need a little extra of a dose. They may need a little bit more of a dose depending on how their immune system works. We're urging them to get these trials done before fall of next year.
Can I ask you another question too? Because they were talking about, you know, when this comes out and all the vaccines come out. And I know you won't be in the meetings, but in your professional opinion, after healthcare workers and the elderly, will they go people in their 60s, people in their 50s, people in their 40s? How will they do that, you think?
Well,
you know who I
right
think should
now,
be first in line is the people who got the placebo. They should qualify for that.
Yeah, they should be able to get to the front.
Do.
Yeah, they will. But I'm just talking about after healthcare workers and elderly, I'm talking about. Do you think they'll do age groups?
Just so you know. Okay. Yeah, so just so you know, just to answer Todd real quickly, when you enter a clinical trial, when the trial is done, typically what we do is offer the people who got placebo the opportunity to get the drug if they want.
I thought so.
So currently, under the current administration, so my God, I hope it ends up better. It's state by state.
It will.
States make a roll call of people, and then these are the people that we're going to give the vaccine to. It has got to be better than that.
I mean, our governor can write down Todd and Tyler are last.
Yeah.
Because not only do we hate him, he hates us.
Yeah. I will say that I think I think it'll be more it'll probably be people with chronic medical conditions. So maybe people with diabetes, we know the high risk people, diabetes, asthma, those sort of things. Those will be the types of people who would be next.
Another quick question: if the healthcare workers and elderly start getting it in December and January and February, will the curve go down for the rest of us because of that?
So that is an excellent, excellent question. And I think so, yes.
Right.
Because if you think about, there's two populations that are happening here. And again, I want to emphasize, we do not discuss herd immunity without a vaccine. But there is going to be a segment of the population, unfortunately, that have been exposed. And they're going to have antibodies to COVID because they were exposed. And then you're going to have a growing segment of the population who are going to be getting vaccines. And between those two groups, we are going to have a segment of the population who are safer. And as the vaccines increase, we are going to get safer. Now, what do I see in the next 6 months? I don't see vaccines being the thing that saves us. It's not an on-off switch here. We don't automatically go back to being normal.
No.
I think the nice thing that the current administration has been emphasizing is increased testing. Because if we have more testing, we can get people to testing plus masks until you can get a vaccine. And maybe, you know, I still worry when I hear people talk about these large 1,000-person events like concerts and stuff. I don't see a safe way of doing that because you have segments of the population like here at Penn where 90% of people get the vaccine, but you're going to have segments of the population where only 20 or 30% will be willing. So perhaps testing and wearing masks will get us there as we start to increase the vaccine rollout and getting more people vaccinated. Until then, though, again, to just get back to the kids, we have done a huge disservice to children by closing schools rather than bars and restaurants. And I just want to point very quickly to France because they have some really tough restrictions.
Everything's open here.
Yeah, and they do the opposite in France. Right, everything is closed except schools.
Right.
And they have seen a sharp decline in cases, and kids are able to go to school 5 days a week. And I think that, you know, we need to do a combination of that. It needs to be widespread testing where the tests are available to the places that need them most, you know, schools. Get these kids tested, get teachers tested and staff tested a couple times a week. And everybody's wearing masks and roll out these vaccines. And I do think that we are going to be able to get to that yes, where, yes, things are going to get back to normal. It may not be, you know, immediately the next day. I hesitate to give you a time frame, but I'm hopeful that over the summer we'll be able.
I want this though. I understand the anti-vaccine people are going to be out there, and at this point I can't do anything about that.
No, you can't.
But I can get a vaccine, and if there's not a if there's not a concert, it's because of them, not because of me. All I care about, then I will be selfish. That me and my family will stay alive. you know?
Yes.
From
yes.
this.
And
I
you
mean,
want,
from this.
And you want people. I mean, that is what we believe. Now, there are, the other thing is that, remember, 90%, 95%, 80%, 85% are not 100%. So they need a test post-vaccine to make sure that you did respond appropriately.
Got it.
I want to see that data. And I think that the vaccine, that there's been enough call for this, that I don't know that that happened in these vaccine trials, but there probably will be something like that. So I think that there's a, and so the last thing I want to say is right now we don't have any of this. This is going to roll out, but right now we're tired. We are overwhelmed. People, I don't even know what to say. The virus doesn't care if we're fatigued. It is going to take advantage of every single person it can move to. So please, if you can, stay home. Do things virtually. Reach out to me if you have a question. We are still rolling out this campaign. Now we have it in Spanish and in different languages for Hanukkah, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, for all of these holidays, to urge people to please stay home. I was asked about one good thing about the pandemic. Somebody asked me on Twitter, and my response was not a goddamn thing.
No.
But
I'm with you on that. I don't think there's anything good. Yeah. There's
nothing
good.
Not a goddamn thing. Yep. But
I see that. I see that article. I see people taking that. I realize journalists will just write stuff to write stuff, but I see it. One good thing about the pandemic is, two sports teams are playing.
No.
No. There's no good thing.
There's no upside.
There was not. But you've seen the same articles.
I know.
No, good thing you got to meet your. You got to hang out with your kids more. No, there wasn't nothing
no,
good.
No,
nothing good.
I don't want to hang out with my kids more. My God, get them back to school. Seriously.
I'm with you.
But the no good thing, Nebraska just hit over 1,000 deaths.
Oh, yeah.
There's no good thing here. There's no good thing. But hopefully we will have better empathy and understanding of what people go through in terms of crisis and how to build a stronger healthcare system. And we do tend to focus on the deaths.
We have a new administration might help with that,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. And they are not just competent, but they are compassionate.
Well,
and that,
unfortunately,
that
the only thing that's
deal.
Going to make people more empathetic is if the virus hits someone close to them.
I still know people that have lost people close to me still follow the cult. My dad's extended family still follow the cult, even though he died. So
I
disagree.
I think
it doesn't, unless it's somebody in your immediate family, you're still in the cult, some of them. Yeah, go ahead.
And we do tend to focus on this death toll and this economic toll, but we haven't focused on the impact on all these other conditions, including mental health. So as a point of fact, depression rates are 4 times higher than they were before the pandemic. Anxiety is 3 times higher. Suicide rates are twice as high. And I will say that I have at times fallen into the anger and the depression and the anxiety phase throughout this entire pandemic. And I want to paraphrase something that Vivek Murthy, who's, for those who don't know, is the former Surgeon General and is now the current co-chair of the Biden's task force, something he said, and hopefully this conveys what we have to look forward to in the new administration. He said, if you're in pain, if you're angry, if you're frustrated, if you're scared, even if you're a little fatigued, it's not a reason to be ashamed that something's wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you are broken. It just means you're human. And what this pandemic has taught us is that we are social creatures. We best fight things and do things together. And in times of crisis, we need this even more. So please, during this holiday season, please support each other. Ask how people are doing. Wear masks to protect everybody, but also work with each other. And a perfect example is a colleague of mine, her father is dying of lung cancer. And she works in the hospital. She gets exposed, and she's so scared of making him sick, but she wants to see him as well. And what they've worked out is that every couple of days they meet on a park bench. And they wear masks. They sit at opposite ends of the bench, but she gets to sit with him and see him. He gets to see her, and they get to talk for a little while. And it's not just virtual. It's in person. There are ways to get to the yes. They may not look the way we think they will be, but we can work together to get them. If you need to travel during the holidays, you really need to talk to me. Maybe we can find a way to make you be able to be and spend time with family in a safe way. I want people to get to a yes, but I want them to do it safely and in a way that protects not just themselves and their loved ones, but their communities, because our hospitals are buckling. They are just buckling right now. And the depression and anxiety is not just people, it's healthcare professionals who are disillusioned because we go into work every day trying to save people's lives and we see people not trying to save their own lives, you know, with something as simple as wearing a mask or staying home.
Right.
So that was all I wanted to say about COVID. There were a couple of other questions, but any questions from you guys about anything, about the vaccines, about the safety, about what to do in the holidays?
I don't know.
Now you're going to be...
You answer my vaccine questions.
Right. You're going to be deluged with requests to put together somebody's holiday itinerary.
Yeah. I will try my best. That's what we're trying to do.
First of all, you should drive whenever you can, I would think.
You should drive when you can. You should quarantine. Oh, absolutely. If you traveled or if you were planning on traveling, I don't care how good or safe you thought you were if you were outside of your household, you need to quarantine when you come home.
Those airports and airplanes just freaked me out on the news.
Even hotels, even rest stops, even restaurants, even coffee places.
Glory holes. Be careful the glory holes.
Yeah, and glory holes, too. Yes, absolutely.
It's a damn shame.
They have taken a big hit.
If you spray the hole, you're usually pretty good, but you don't know what's on the other side. Right?
Well, but you go to the glory hole. Sometimes there's nobody there.
I know.
Sometimes you're the only person at the glory hole.
And then you got to get off your knees.
That's really, really sad.
I mean, on the other side. I'm sorry.
The lonely glory hole.
But you just to emphasize again, you do need to quarantine afterwards. So plan that into your vacation time. If you are going to travel somewhere, plan in a post-trip quarantine, because that's what we need to do. There is no place in the United States that is safe anymore, not right now. There are numbers I've never seen before. It's frightening.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There was a question about whether I take time to appreciate when I'm digging into some hot guy's ass.
Because we know you've seen a lot of really nasty ones.
Oh, so. I've seen a lot of ass, and let me tell you, a nice ass is a nice ass.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
But I do want to say that currently, when I have my surgical cap and my gown and my protective eyewear over my glasses and the N95 taped to my face and a second mask over the N95. I just appreciate it when I lift up the gown and there are no balls looking at me. I have to say.
Nick hates that. Cool balls, dude.
My standards are so low now that I'm just happy when I don't have to go, oh, balls.
That is the best.
Don't say it like that.
Oh, trust me, me and everyone in the endoscopy suite.
Great, no balls.
I do want to say I had a guy who had FU tattooed over his lower back, and not the F. He had it spelled out.
Oh, really?
So that was glaring at me during the entire procedure. Yes, he was an extraordinarily lovely gentleman, let me tell you. It was a joy. I think one of your comedians did a story or talked about how someone started clipping their toenails on an airplane.
Yes. Yeah.
And I want to tell you that this actually reminded me of a story that I hadn't even remembered, because it is one of so many stories, and it just goes to point how difficult medical training is, especially if you're a female. When you're a medical student, you are so low on the totem pole, you might as well be underground. Mm-hmm. And I was on my surgery rotation, and we were at Grand Rounds, and there aren't enough chairs in this room. So, of course, if you're a student, you're going to sit on the ground. So I'm sitting on the ground, you know, cross-legged on the ground next to a chair, and one of the cardiothoracic surgeons comes and sits down. And cardiothoracic surgeons are like the sharks in the aquarium. They are top of the top. He sits down, pulls out his nail clipper, and starts clipping his nails. And I'm sitting right next to him, so I'm just getting...
Oh, that's nasty, man. And is that nastier than balls? for you? Because you're used to balls.
Actually, no, the balls are still, you know. Like, that was actually the phrase, if it's not a good time, it's a great story. That's what this was. It was just a great story. I just was giggling to myself saying, I can't wait to tell my friends about this. I am, man, is cutting his nails over me.
Oh, geez.
The last thing I want to say is, please, 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 I am so bad and I feel so guilty about this. Sign up for the Affordable Care Act. We are in enrollment, and enrollment ends for most states on December 15th. That is in about 2 weeks. I have tried to put together a virtual potluck where I would just be online and people could stop in virtually and ask questions. And the problem that the pushback I'm getting is safety. You know, as physicians, cyber safety specifically, as physicians, we rolled out this toolkit.
Yeah,
we rolled out this toolkit just to promote staying home for physicians, and we already have Russian trolls who've infiltrated.
Oh, okay.
And so if anyone has any technology expertise and wants to help me out, I'm still more than willing to get online for an hour, 2 hours, answer questions about the Affordable Care Act, point you in the direction.
You're too good.
But I am not. This is important. If you don't have health care and you get sick, I can't take care of you. It breaks my heart. You can go medically bankrupt. Even if you survive COVID, if you have long hauler syndrome, you could have a lifetime of pre-existing conditions and a lifetime of care that you need. And if you don't have health care, this will medically bankrupt people.
Doesn't long hauler syndrome sound like something when truck drivers get in their balls?
Yes,
that's always
exactly.
I hear that. Every time I hear that, back
totally
to the balls again. I got long hauler syndrome. My balls
are numb.
Every time I hear that, I know what it means now, but I always thought it sounded more like a truck thing. Yeah, I got long haulers.
The name.
I know.
The vibration of the diesel engine makes my balls go to sleep.
But the vibrations are great.
Oh yeah. Of course.
But if you, until we figure this out, if we can figure this out, if anybody has any questions, please reach out. If it's okay, if they just want to shoot the show an email, forward the emails over to me. I will respond to you. I will help you get enrolled. This is really, really important. This can be the difference between life and death.
I'm glad you said shoot the show. I just want to call and shoot the show an email.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Thank you.
I love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
You know, if I could go back in time, I would les it up 24 hours. And believe me, one thing I would not miss, balls.
You never want to hear a woman say, ugh, balls. You know, like that.
What if Nick was a doctor?
Cool balls, dude.
Yeah, that's what you'd rather hear.
That's what you'd rather hear.
Yeah.
Right. Come on back. You're going to get t-shirts, Nick, to say cool balls, dude. You know you do. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.